Well, as everyone in Northern Europe must know by now, Radio 1 is in Scotland all of this week, mainly in Edinburgh, and this programme also comes from Edinburgh. Not the studio in the hotel from which the rest of the thugs have been knocking you dead all of the week, but because we give you the heady wine of VHF from Broadcasting House in Queen Street. Tonight we have sessions from Boots for Dancing and Altered Images, and to get the programme off to a perky start, Tenpole Tudor. And more on the nation's number one. That's Tenpole Tudor, The Swords of a Thousand Men, a record jam-packed with the most monstrous symbolism, I think. Now the Dream Boys, and a record which you played you a couple of times before, Bela Lugosi's Birthday.
Thank you.
Very windswept, very dry ice. Those are the Dream Boys and Bela Lugosi's Birthday on St Vitus Records. That was recorded at the Hellfire Club Glasgow, October 1980, if you like. And last night, Peter Powell and myself, there was a kind of a Radio 1 event in the evening, it seemed like a private party, which people behaved disgracefully, it should be said. No names, no patra. But afterwards, Peter and myself went down to the Ital Club, which is in the same place as the nightclub in Edinburgh, to listen to a few reggae records. There weren't a great many people there because there had been a certain amount of confusion over the licence, but at the same time, a good time it was had by all. And this next record is for all of the people who were there, particularly for Chris and Andrew, and also for a young woman who spoke to me briefly and then disappeared out of my life forever, leaving me grieving. Dark hair and a white top, I remember that. Anyway, enough of this. Dennis Brown, it's called The Little Village.
No bumping, no
Yes, even the technical staff are skanking to that. You don't get that sort of thing in London, I must admit. They just sit and read magazines about caravanning. That was Dennis Brown on Live and Love Records, a 12-inch, as you might imagine. It was called The Little Village. Very fine record indeed. And actually, Peter and I, when we were at the ITEL Club last night, we were invited by the DJ there to draw the names out of the hat for the lottery, which is a bit embarrassing, but, you know, because people, everybody looks at you with ill-concealed resentment and loathing. But anyway, we got up and did it, and we felt that because, to try and demonstrate what wonderful, warm-hearted human beings we were, we'd also donate prizes ourselves. So we arranged to meet a couple of prize winners and take them around to a record shop and buy them records. Only one of them turned up. Just goes to show, today's young people don't care, you know. Boots for dancing, and this is Timeless Tonight, maybe. First from Boots for Dancing, that's called Timeless Tonight. And later on in the programme, if everything goes according to plan, I shall be speaking to Dave Carson, who's the band's crooner. You know, the usual penetrating stuff for which I'm world famous, like when does the album come out and how about the American tour? And after that, nothing. Here's a German band called Mannschreck, who have an EP out on some strange German label. I can't tell you what it is because it's in the other room. I'll have to rush out and find out what it is. But anyway, an EP, and I have no intention at all of attempting to pronounce the name of the actual tune itself, but yet another good German band for you. Wofür bin ich da, wenn du Called Verdra Tet, and it's by Man Schreck, and it's on the Schreckisches Platten record label. And I asked the technical staff here whether any of them spoke German, and one of them said he spoke it flagrantly. And a hand-picked team, you know, the best men for the job. Heaven 17.
President-elect,
As you can tell, that's a copy of the record which the John Peel Roadshow has been using as it travels around the country, bringing pain and torment to innocent people. That's Heaven 17 and almost all of We Don't Need This Fascist Groove Thing. And Locker Room Chat has it that one or two of the commercial radio stations are contemplating banning that, I suppose, because they don't want to offend fascists. The first from Altered Images on tonight's programme, this is called Idols.
Yeah.
Images, and that's called Idols, and I suspect she's just toying with my affections, but I did rather hope that Claire would join us in the studio sometime during the week to discuss life's thornier problems, such as those facing the Scottish selectors with Souness and Dalgleish injured. And I did also suggest this morning, actually during Mike Reid's programme, that something of the order of a 2-minute silence should be observed as a tribute to Kenny Dalgleish, but he vetoed this. Man's got no vision at all, in my view. This is for Andy Smith of Saltash in Cornwall. You see, not everybody that we mention on these programmes is Scottish these days. The Nightingales and their first single as such, Idiot's Strength. First single from the Nightingales, long overdue, of course, and that's called Idiot's Strength on Rough Trade Records. You want the catalogue number of it? I've got it here. Rough Trade. Hold on, I shouldn't have said that. I haven't either. Oh, Rough Trade RT075 is what it is, if you want to know. And actually, I've been up in Edinburgh, I think, longer than any of the other DJs, because I came up on Saturday morning in order to see Meadowbank Thistle play again, and unhappily they lost at home 2-1, although they've been doing quite well. In fact, they've gone 6 games without defeat, which I believe is unprecedented. And I was invited, not really the right word, but it was insisted upon that I should play a record for JR, Bounce, Alex, Serp, Char, Jim Kent, Chewy, John, Remo, Maggie, Niggle, Gordon and Keith, A Twisted Nerve, Big Trees, Hillary, Ali, Karl-Heinz Rummenigge, how did he get in here? The Radio 1 White Blether Club, which I thought was quite good, and Colleen. And this is going to be... they had some good new chants, I must admit, because I enjoy myself enormously at the Meadowbank Thistle matches, although there are not, as I've said before, a great many supporters there. But they had this new chant, this one that I hadn't heard them do before, which was very good. So they said, give us an I, give us an F, give us an I, give us an S, give us a U, give us an L. What does that spell? Thistle. Which was very good. Oh, well. So, what am I going to play for you now? This is Vertigo, Twisted Nerve. that's Vertigo from the EP Mint Sauce for the Masses, compilation EP if you like, and it's on Playlist Records. I also got a Meadowbank Thistle tie from the chairman, you know, bit of a star. Now, Jimmy Reed, She Don't Want Me No Mo'. A visionary, a visionary. Jimmy Reed, and that comes from a Charlie LP, inevitably, called High and Lonesome, and that was She Don't Want Me No Mo'. Had a lot of requests for this next one. This is true, actually, I did. So it's for Mark, Paul, John and Nix, for Terry Lean from Polyester and the Acrylics, for Grazo, Ronnie and Jason and the Matalow Punks, and also for John and Tony that I met outside the Indian restaurant in Plymouth, and Andy Fraser, Shugs, Donald, Mike and Martin, and also another Andy Fraser, actually, two Andy Frasers and one request, and I've been asked to ask this second Andy Fraser how his ringworm is. Not that the nation really cares about these things, but, I mean, you know, they have to be said. Altered Images and Jeepster.
Yeah.
You can bite my neck any time you like. Give me advance notice. I'll even give it a bit of a rinse. That's Altered Images and Jeepster and that new 12-inch on Greensleeves Records from the Wailing Souls. Name. This is called South of the River Thames. Thank you. Margot Random and the Space Virgins, the first single on Happy Birthday Records, the catalogue number of it being one. I mean, you are, as in Ur of the Chaldees, one. South of the River Thames, the title of it, and now, as advertised, Schleimer K. And if you're listening to Dave Lee Travis' programme this afternoon from the hotel here in Edinburgh, you'll have heard him start with Canned Heat's On the Road Again. This is Schleimer K's version, very different one, of the same melody. Thank you. all these Merseybeat revivalists. That's Schleimer K, and it's called On the Road Again from an LP on Omega Records. This next is for Donald, Dunk, Big Val, Wee, Caroline, Big H, Wendy, Dave, Wiper, and all of the other Pollock inmates. Another from Altered Images, Midnight. That's Altered Images and Midnight. And Chris Lycett has preceded the contents of this vast volume, saying what's going on tomorrow with the Radio 1 DJs in and on and around Edinburgh. And it boils down to this. Peter Powell is with Paul Burnett from St David's Roman Catholic High School, Dalkeith, with the Revillos live. This must be at some stage of the evening, during Peter's programme, I assume. Is this right? Is it during Peter's programme? And then Noel Edmonds, Edmonds E. Pooh, is at the Westerhales Education Centre in during Andy Peebles' programme, which comes, of course, from the St James... I don't know why I say of course, but it does, from the St James studio between 11 and 12.30. But more significant than any of these things, I think you'll agree, is the fact that Peter Powell and myself will be involved during Simon's programme between 9 and 11 tomorrow morning on Radio 1 at the Forth Bridges. And this is going to involve going great heights, I believe, and staring out over six counties and sobbing with fear. Now, this is something people call So Well Radix. That appears to be the name. And Caution. That's a 12-inch on the Attack label by So Well Radix. I mean, S-O-W-E-L-L Radix, and it's called Caution. And since my last speech to you, which I think you'll agree was a model of elegance and precision, we've discovered that, in addition to Joseph K on tomorrow night's programme, we also have the Cuban Heels. We'll be right back. Can hear more of them on tomorrow night's programme, the Cuban Heels and the current single, it's reasonably current anyway, Walk on Water. And these days the whole of the boot of my racer is filled with scraps of paper because the bag that I put them all in burst. So every time I go and look in there to take anything out, I come up with a handful of pieces of paper covered with poorly written requests. So this next is for the Prunes, particularly Fiona, Jenny, Liz, Hester and Michael, for Ark Sound Productions of Plymouth and Rich and Alison of Hornchurch. What does it all mean? They all share together in Boots for Dancing and Somewhere in the South Pacific.
But it's killing me. There's just no space for social.
Of course, they just do that, you know, because they know it teases. That's Boots for Dancing, somewhere in the South Pacific. And now we move from the shell-pocked shoreline of Guadalcanal to Berlin and a squad of assertive women. Well, I think so, anyway. They're called the Dominers. And I've been offered a translation of the lyric of this next one, which I have no faith in at all. It just says, "No, the fly stays there. It has to swirl around your nose." Sounds a little improbable to me, but anyway, here it is.
Nein, die Fliege bleibt da, die muss um ihre Nase schwirren. Und die Mückenstiche sind alle gratis. Selbst Insektenstiche sollen sehr bekömmlich sein. Jetzt lassen wir die Wespen rein. Da ist die Wespendomina. Zeig doch mal, was du kannst, Domina. Los. Der muss erst geweckt werden. Weck ihn mir. Fall für uns. Berlin. Dominas. Berlin.
Thanks, kids. I think you made your point. That's the Dominas, or the Dominas, I suppose, more accurately, and that's called Die Vespern Domina. Who knows what it means? From Berlin, anyway. Time, I think we had some record which was popular. This is it. We'll be right back. new order, of course, and that's Ceremony, and although I doubt your ears could tell the difference, that was actually the 12-inch version of the same, which has on the reverse of it a slightly longer version of In a Lonely Place, in fact a 6-minute version, which doesn't add a great deal to it, I must admit, but which I'll try and remember to play you perhaps tomorrow night or Wednesday night. Now, the last from Boots for Dancing, and this one's called The Pleasure Chant. That's the last from Boots for Dancing, who hopefully will shortly be revitalised and back in action, and that's called The Pleasure Chant. And I find a message from Sid, who writes to say, would I please play something for himself and Kenny and Tyrone, Kempe, Doc and Shed. I think I'm getting these names roughly right.